Well, we are here in Italy, the cradle of Christian civilization, the home of the Catholic religion. And we are here, you know the list, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and so forth. We have now, Tully Cooperberg has written the Ten Commandments, together with the Ten Amendments to the Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments together with the Ten Amendments. Thou shalt
upon request of the Commander-in-Chief.
The Ten Commandments,
together with
the Ten Amendments.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not bear any false witness unless extremely well paid. The Ten Commandments,
together with
the Ten Amendments. Thou shalt not have any gods upon thee. Thou shalt not stone any stone. Have any gods upon me,
or I'll kill you.
Thou shalt not sculpt any stones of stone,
or I'll sue you, fucking asshole.
The Ten Commandments,
together with the Ten
Thou shalt not forget the Shabbos.
Don't forget, there's only the kosher elevator, only.
The Ten Commandments,
together with the Ten Amendments.
Thou shalt not hate the mama.
Thou shalt not hate thy mom and pop.
Hey, get psychoanalyzed, buddy boy.
Thou shalt not come in the adultery.
Hey, listen, I'll give you a tip. If you don't ever get married, then it ain't adultery.
The Ten Commandments.
And now, we do a special section in honor of the great poet, Allen Ginsberg.
This is one of the contemporaries of Allen Ginsberg.
We'll do sections from The New Amazing Grace. Allen Ginsberg wrote new verses to the Christian, to the hymn. Amazing Grace. We'll sing that, and we'll sing some other verses of the new Amazing Grace, a collection of over 150 verses from a bunch of different poets. We'll do Allen Ginsberg's and a few others. In honor of a guy we've been crying for a whole week, that we were over in Europe when we learned he had died. He called Stephen. He called my wife Miriam in the back. He called me just before we came over here to say goodbye. And we have been crying and sad because we loved him. And he was a great, 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 great poet, Allen Ginsberg.
I dwelt in a homeless place where I was lost alone. Folk look right through me into space and passed with eyes of stone. Oh, homeless hand on many a street, accept this change from me. A friendly smile or word is sweet as fearless charity. Woe, working man who hears the cry and cannot spare a dime, nor look into a homeless eye, afraid to give. So rich or poor, no gold to talk, a smile on your face, a homeless poor where you may walk, receive amazing grace. I dreamed I dwelt in a homeless place where I was lost alone. Folk look right through me into space and passed with eyes of stone. Great Mother, how your light breaks forth. Before our eyes, your dawn. shining as the sun.
Alan, we love you. We hope you're out there somewhere. This is a poem that Allen Ginsberg, in 1948, he was living in a little apartment, a room in Harlem, and he heard the voice of William Blake, the poet, chant this poem, "Ah, Sunflower, Weary of Time." This is for you, Alan.
Ah, sunflower, weary of time, who counts the steps of the sun, seeking after that sweet golden clime, where the traveler's journey is done. Where the youth pined away with desire, and the pale virgin shrouded in snow, arise from their graves and aspire sunflower wishes to go. Ah, sunflower, weary of time, who counts the steps of the sun, seeking after that sweet golden clime, traveler's journey is done. Where the youth pined away with desire, and the pale virgin shrouded in snow, arise from their grave
il corpo, non attraverso gli occhi, alte montagne stellate, luna calante sui picchi aspri, ma attraverso le parole, attraverso il fiato di lunghe frasi, amori che ho, cuore che batte ancora, ispirazione continua, esalazione di effetti in cadenza. Immortali sopravvivono all'America, sopravvivono al crollo di stati, di partite del mio corpo, bocca muta polvere, versi che trasmetto un desiderio, desiderio che si compie. Ora e per sempre, ragazzi possono leggere, ragazzi sognare, vecchi piangere, vecchi sospirare, gioventù ancora dentro.
Mm-hmm. The moon won't rise. There is no sun. I light my way by the fire from dawn. Oh, yeah.
just know now how wonderful he was. He was a wonderful. He was so kind to us. We went through so many years, 30 years with him, so many demonstrations, parties, concerts. But he told us on the phone to carry on. The last words he called me up just before I flew over here to England, to Italy. He called up and he said, we talked, and he said, I'll see you soon. I love you, honey. Goodbye. So he wanted us to laugh. So this is William Blake's laughing song. And it has a chorus that you all can sing along on. It's ha 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 ha. So we'll sing along with us. When the green woods laugh with the voice of joy, and the dimpling stream runs laughing by, when the air does laugh with our merry wit, and the green hills laugh with the noise of it. A ha ha hee, a ha ha hee, a ha 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 hee, a ha ha hee, a ha ha hee, and the green hills laugh with the noise of it. When the meadows laugh with the lively green, and the grasshopper laughs in the merry scene, with Mary and Susan and Emily, with the sweet round mouths say, ha ha pee, ha 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 pee, ha 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 pee, ha 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 pee, ha 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 pee, ha 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 pee, with the sweet round mouths say, ha ha pee. When the painted birds laugh in the shade, where our table with cherries and nuts is spread, come live and be merry and join with me to sing the sweet chorus of ha ha pee, ha 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 pee, ha 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 pee, ha 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 pee, ha 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 pee, ha 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 pee, ha 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 pee. This is another song. Alan, I don't think you ever heard this song by Thule, but it's got the chorus, try, 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 try to be joyful. And maybe you'll sing along with that. Because that was one of the messages of Allen Ginsberg, is that even though we struggle and we have our travails and our troubles, you got to be joyful and have some fun. So he was a fun guy. This is for the fun aspects of Allen Ginsberg. Try to be joyful.
You can go away. Try to be joyful.
fight, you fight.
Try.
You must try.
Try.
Try to be joyful. You can go when you sing this song. Come on, come on, and let's sing along. Let's not be before we sing this song.
Try,
try,
try, try,
try. Try to be joyful. I'm going to give you the word. This is your last chance. You can go while you sing this song. You can go while you sing this song. Come on, come on, hey, let's sing along. Come on, come on, and let's sing along. Let's not leave before we sing this song. Let's not leave before we sing this song. Try,
try,
try, try, try. Try to be joyful. Try to be joyful. You want to be joyful. You've got to be joyful.
Truly. Singer and a percussion player from Virginia, Kobe Batty. Great singer. This gentleman here on bass also plays great keyboards and guitars. He owns a recording studio near Woodstock, New York. If you ever need to record somewhere, this wonderful, wonderful bass player, Scott Petito. And there he is, Hooley Kupferberg, world champion.
James Edward Sanders.
So, Allen Ginsberg believed that we had to always work our whole lives toward making a more just, more sharing, especially more sharing world. Allen gave away much of his money. He supported a lot of people. He gave away thousands and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars to other people. So this is a poem for him. You can always fight the foulest grief with drinks and thrills. You can channelize your septum with $1,000 bills. But you'd better get obsessed again on the change wheels rungs, or they'll let the tumors grow in the hummingbird's lungs. You got to have 5 feet to skitter down the road, 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot in the glitter, 1 foot in the gutter, 1 foot in the glory, and 1 foot near the grail.
With $1,000 bills.
Sang a beautiful Irish love ballad called The Generous Lover. I don't know what's the deal on this beautiful love song. The eternal problem of men and women and women and men. And the eternal delight also.
Sorry I ever said you're welcome to me.
and the easy gets higher, the narrow ways bend. She is free from all sorrow and sad misery. That never said, my darling, you're welcome.
Sing along on this. This is Allen Ginsberg's one of his favorite bug songs from our album, It Curled Into My Hand Honest. We had the Harry Belafonte singers to help us sing this song. You can sing along because I feel the river. I feel it. I really feel it. I feel it.
You gotta see it.
River of shit, river of shit, flow on, river of shit, right from my toes.
Stardust, Allen Ginsberg, and I feel you swimming. I want you to sing along with us, because we're going to sing for you, Allen Ginsberg. Sing, sing, come on. Come out front after the end of the show if you want to talk or hang out. We'll probably not be back to Florence that soon, but we'll be happy to talk with you. We'll end our show with Tuli Kupferberg's A Beautiful Love Song. Kind of sad, but makes you feel good nevertheless. I remember when he wrote it in Greenwich Village. In 1966. This is called Morning, Morning.
Morning, so lonesome in the morning brings me green sunshine laughs upon my face, and the glory of the glowing puts me in my rotting grave.
I'd like to thank Alessandro and the people at 10X for bringing us here. I would like to thank Paolo and Gigi Santini of Ponderosa Music. And we'd like to thank the people at City Lights Italia for the wonderful party last night and the chance to read our poetry there. So we can do some encores. We have other things. I own a newspaper. Julie does cartoons. Steve is a professor at a college. Kobe is a recording artist in Virginia. Scott has a full career as a musician and a producer. So we do many things, and sometimes we do Fugs concerts. And we're very, very, very honored to have been allowed to come to Florence, the most beautiful city I think I've been to in a long time. The hills outside of Florence remind me of where Miriam and I brought my wife with me, where we live in Woodstock, New York. Beautiful hills, got the same height as the hills outside of Florence. So we'll sing another song that Allen Ginsberg liked of the Fugs by William Blake from our first record, How Sweet I Roam From Field to Field. How sweet I roam from field to field, and tasted all the summer's pride, till by the Prince of Love beheld, who in the sunny beams did glide. Showed me lilies for my hair and blushing roses for my brow. He led me through his garden fair, where all
sit and hear me sing, then laughing sports and plays with me. Then stretches out my golden wing and mocks my loss of liberty. Then stretches out my golden wing and mocks my loss of liberty.
Unless we make up songs, but we're not ready to. We'll close, and then we'll hang out with you if you want to talk a little bit. This is from our album, Tenderness Junction, Dover Beach, by the great English poet Matthew Arnold. It's his wedding poem, set to music by Tule Comfortbird. Dover.
Sorrow has its consolation. The sea is calm tonight. The tide is full. The moon lies bare upon the straits. On the French coast, the light gleams and is gone. The cliffs of England stand glimmering glass out in the tranquil bay. Come to the window, as sweet as the night air. Only from the long line of spray where the sea meets the moon blanched land, listen. You hear the grating roar of pebbles which the waves draw back and cling in their return up the high strand, begin and cease. Then again begin tremulous cadence low and bring the eternal note of sadness again.
So new, hath really neither joy nor love, nor certitude, nor peace, nor hell for pain. And we are here as on a darkling plain, where ignorant armies clash by night. And we are here as on a darkling plain, where ignorant armies clash by night. Let us be true to one another. Let us be true to one another. Let us be true. Let us be true. Let us be true to one another.
Hi, we're the Fugs. Glad to be here. This is from William Blake, The Modest Rose, with a fragment of the Greek philosopher Heraclitus. Patamoisin in Greek. Patamoisin, toisin, autoisin, embinousin, hetera, kai hetera, hudata, epire. The theme of our concert. You can't go into the same river twice.
The modest rose puts forth the thorn. The humble sheep, a threatening horn, while the lily white shall in love delight, nor a thorn, nor a threat stain her beauty bright. To the same river twice. It tears at the psyche to heed that advice. You carry the boat on your back over mountain and glen. You never can find that river
from our first album, CIA Man. You can sing along with this one. Also from our first album, we called it then the Swinburne Stomp. It's by an English poet of the 19th century, quite a wild guy. He would stand naked in his apartment chanting Aeschylus in the original Greek. It's quite a guy. It was Algernon Charles Swinburne. This is from his play, Atalanta in Calydon. Not too many times this play is performed anymore, but it has a nice meter of anapest. It's kind of a groovy, you can sing along with this, the Swinburne Stomp.
Before the beginning of years, there came to the making of man, time with the gift of tears, grief with the glass that ran, pleasure with pain for leaven, summer with flowers that fell, remembrance fallen from heaven, and madness risen from hell. Strength without hands to smite, love that endures for a breath. Night, the shadow of life, and light, the shadow of death. And the high gods took in hand fire and the falling of tears, and a measure of sliding sand from under the feet of the years, and froth and drift of the sea, and dust of the laboring earth, and bodies of things to be in the houses of death and of birth, and rocked with weeping and laughter, and fashioned with loathing and love, with life before and after, and death beneath and above. For a day and a night and a morrow, that his strength might endure for a span, with travail and heavy sorrow, the holy spirit of man, from the winds of the north and the south, they gathered as unto strife. They breathed upon his mouth, they filled his body with life. Eyesight and speech they wrought, for the veils of the soul therein. A time for labor and thought, a time to serve and to sin. They gave him light in his ways, and love and a space for delight, and beauty and length of days, and night and sleep in the night. His speech is a burning fire, with his lips he travaileth, in his heart is a blind desire, in his eyes for knowledge of death. He weeps and is clothed in derision, he sows and he shall not reap. His life is a watch or a vision, between a sleep and a sleep. She weeps and is clothed in derision, she sows and she shall not reap. Her life is a watch or a vision, between a sleep and a sleep. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is for also from our first record. It's about Sherry Bendel. Very close to Jimi Hendrix at the Woodstock Festival. She wore a bikini made out of roach clips. And she is of Artemis, Juno, Venus, and the Fender Strat. She is of the slums and of holiness and of endless parties and endless picket lines for social justice. She is slum goddess from the Lower East Side. Sherry ran away to live in the slums. Her parents hired detectives, they were posing as bums. Her mother said, Sherry, Sherry, where have you been? Taking acid in a crash again. Slum goddess from the Lower East Side. Slum goddess, won't you please be my bride? She organized the commune on Avenue A. She swears the revolution's just a pamphlet away. One big union with peacock feather dues. Dope sex revolution, pretty basic use. Slum goddess from the Lower East Side. Slum goddess, won't you please be my bride? Summer of love in 1967, she said, come lie with me and we'll
chicken dinner. There were 6 feet mattresses, a candle wax floor, and roses from the loving on her rainbow door. Always want to be with her, Sherry.
No, 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 no,
You mean this is it?
This is it.
Oh, shit.
This is Julie Kupferberg. What an epic. What an epic. Who would have known that nothing still had validity at the end of this great century? This is from an Egyptian coffin text. We'll just do a fragment of it. It's from our an album whose name I can't remember. It was too high when we recorded it. But it's a wonderful, we've got this. The gates of heaven are open, the gates of earth are open, the watery abyss lies open. Fingers of the sun grip the mountain where hawk claws flash and flicker in the dawn. The gates of heaven are open, the gates of earth are open, the watery abyss lies open. In the fingers of the sun, fingers of the sun, fingers of the sun. Anyway, we did a little fragment of that. We're going to do now a poem by William Blake from a poem called The Auguries of Innocence. It's the famous, if probably have studied it, if you've studied Blake. It's got the lines, to see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wildfire flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. Auguries of Innocence.
To the Wall Street heart. homeless, 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 homeless. The veil that weaves the rod beneath writes revenge in realms of death. The beggar's rags fluttering in air, dust to rags the heavens stare. The soldier armed with sword and gun howls, he strikes the summer sun. One light wrung from the laborer's hands shall buy and sell the miser's land. Homeless, 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 homeless. Every night and every morn, some to misery are born. Every morn and every night, some are born to sweet delight. God appears and God is light to those poor souls who dwell in night. But does a human form display to those who dwell in realms of day? To those who dwell in realms of day.
Einstein and Thule Kupferberg. This is a song by Thule. You'll sing along or hum along. At least you'll know that you'll be sympathetic to this epic here.
Everyone here knows America is a great nation of 260 million souls, like they used to say. And it has the worst, absolutely the worst newspapers in Western civilization. There is a Western civilization. And it doesn't have one single daily newspaper of the left persuasion. But I did find this headline in an American paper, and it was, Einstein never wore socks. So I decided that should be celebrated, because everyone Einstein never wore socks. He never wore bras. I never wear clothes. Oh, well, hardly ever. And Pa always wears Mars. What a lucky man. Clothes maketh a man, dough maketh a ladies. Nancy stole the gowns, but Reagan stole the 80s. Oh, tempora, oh, morons. Oh, testicles and horns. Oh, pawns and cerebrum. Oh, money and the less gun. Einstein didn't wear socks, he didn't wear bras. I sometimes wear clothes, and Ma often wears bras. Oh, sushi, oh, orange, oh, testicles and horns. Oh, slaves and anti-class bellum. Oh, money and guns. That's America.
Einstein never wore socks. second album. Some of you might have heard it. It's from an American poet's great line by Charles Olson from the Maximus from Dogtown 1. We, as the sad lines, we drink or break open our veins solely to know. Well, I want to know.
We drink or break open our veins solely to know, solely to know, solely to know. Hunger drives me onward to feel all of the skin, all of the skin, all of the skin. The thrill of the knowing blast me out of my brain. I want to know. I want to know. Into our eyes, hundreds of flashes cause us to feel the life in the sky. Solely to know, solely to know. I want to know, I want to know. Please let me know. I have to know, solely to know, solely to know.
Upset with the Rolling Stones because they stole this song from Thule and made millions of dollars on it, but we're reclaiming this song in honor of our trip to Italy and to this great club. So you'll understand why we're so angry when you hear this song.
A new book has just appeared in London that says that Lenin's tactics in the Bolshevik Revolution were really Bakuninist, that he was an anarchist, and it was anarchist. Well, why not? You know, Bakunin translated Karl Marx into Russian. They were great friends. They had a little falling out. It's only lasted about 150 years, but maybe it's time to get together again. Since we're doing that, I would like to add pacifism to the mix, maybe. So, there are some words here I'll explain to you. The White House, you know what that, you've heard too much about that. And Newt is Newt Gingrich, the rightist reactionary in the U.S. Congress. Finland Station is the station where you enter the Soviet Union, the Russia from the West, and that's where Lenin and other radicals entered Russia in 1917, courtesy of the Germans. The sealed cup. More, which means more, dark person. Marx was dark, so that was his nickname in the family. And Engels was called the General because he had actually been an officer in the Prussian army. And the rebel he fought in the revolution of 1848, you'll remember that. Yeah, they lost, and he was almost captured. He escaped to Switzerland and then went to London. And St. Paul, Jacob Frank was an interesting and crazy 18th century Polish Jewish Catholic pansexualist messiah, Janza, and the rest I'm sure you'll understand. Well, you all know red and black, you know those colors they are, right? I see the White House and I want to paint it red. I'm like Jesus, whispers to Esther, heads and dead.
Psychedelic lyrics. I see the amazing flights of fancy. And I am in the psychedelic zen zone of gone, 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 really gone, absolutely gone. Oh,
Short story, The Fall of the House of Usher. And it's the poem inside the Fall of the House of Usher, where Roderick Usher sings it. And it was what Poe described as a rhapsody. The words of one of these rhapsodies I have easily remembered. I was perhaps the more forcibly impressed with it as he gave it, because in the under or mystic current of its meaning, I fancied that I perceived for the first time a full consciousness on the part of Usher of the tottering of his lofty reason upon her throne. The verses, which were entitled The Haunted Palace, ran very nearly, if not accurately, thus. In the greenest of our valleys, by good angels tenanted, once a fair and stately palace, radiant palace reared its head. In the monarch thought's dominion, it stood there. Never seraph spread opinion over fabric half so fair. Banners yellow, glorious golden, on its roof did float and flow. All this was in the olden time, long ago, when every gentle air that dallied in that sweet day, along the ramparts bloomed and pallid, a winged odor went away. Wanderers in that happy valley, through two luminous windows saw spirits moving musically to a loose, well-tuned law. Round about a throne where sitting Porphyrogene, in state his glory well befitting, the ruler of the realm was seen. All story. Does anybody know where the English poet John Keats is buried? I think he's buried here in Florence. Does anybody know where the English cemetery is? We'd like to visit it. We're not sure where it is. Great poet. This was the only fucked single from our second album. You can sing along. Frenzy.
Come on.